You don't need to be a lawyer to benefit from a legal education, especially in risk management. At Texas A&M School of Law, we built our online Master of Legal Studies specifically to give non-lawyers like you a competitive edge. With a focus on risk management, you'll gain a better understanding of the legal complexities fiduciary management, corporate governance, and other heavily regulated industries face. Get the legal skills it takes to get ahead at Texas A&M School of Law. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more. If you need to know the law to advance your career in human resources, but you aren't a lawyer, we can help. At Texas A&M School of Law, we offer a career-defining Master of Legal Studies in HR and Employment Law Policy and Management to help non-lawyers like you navigate the complex HR legal issues every industry faces. Gain the legal skills you need to advance your HR career from one of the most respected law schools in the nation. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more.
The ghost pepper has a reputation. So does a ghost pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's ghost pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap the week that was in the WNBA, and we'll look ahead to the upcoming games in the W. So it should be a fun show. So check it out. It's going to be great. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with talking about the Las Vegas Aces. The Aces, as this show is airing, remains the only undefeated team in the WNBA. They went through the month of May, winning 4 in a row, and so far in the beginning of June, they have just been on a tear. Asia Wilson, what can you say about Asia Wilson, right? She's in her prime. Two-time WNBA League MVP, playing to her highest level as we speak. Also, you've got Jackie Young, who very early in the season, a lot of people saying she's an early MVP candidate. I mean, she's been playing like it and then some. So Jackie has played extremely well. Chelsea Gray is a walking bucket. She's been making big shots for the Aces. Kelsey Plum, you know what she brings to the table. Candace Parker. Candace has been okay so far in this early part of the year. She's primarily been doing her thing on the defensive side. And speaking of bringing the defense, Alicia Clark. What a steal Alicia has been since coming over from the Seattle Storm. Alicia, again, one of the top defenders in the WNBA, and certainly she brings that defensive and that rebounding and that leadership qualities to the Aces. And of course, Becky Hammon is back from the 2-game suspension after what the WNBA with still ongoing investigation into the whole De'Erica Hamby situation. Nevertheless, Coach Hammon is back from the 2-game suspension, and the Aces have not missed the beat. And certainly the Aces, as this show is airing, the Curly have a record of 6-0. And I tell you one thing, they've got some tough games coming up. They've got back-to-backs against Connecticut. Then they've got a game coming up against Chicago. But right now, the defending champions, they're definitely holding their own right now, as currently they remain the only undefeated team in the WNBA. My next storyline is going to be the Connecticut Sun. So currently, as this show is airing, Connecticut has the second best record in the W with a current record of 6-1. Dawana Bonner playing very well, doing what Dawana does best, getting her offense, doing it well on the defensive side and also on the in the rebounding department as well. Alyssa Thomas, you talk about one of the toughest players in the W. Alyssa bringing it on the rebounding side, doing her thing on the defensive side. And I tell you one thing, she is a walking second chance point. When you're talking about offensive rebounding and doing the necessary things, just being the grit and grind of the Connecticut Sun, that is Alyssa Thomas. And then you got Natisha Heideman, one of the top shooting guards in the league, doing what she does best, just being a walking three-pointer. Brianna Jones, again, sixth Woman of the Year award winner, Brianna Jones, someone that's really improved her game year in and year out and just staying committed to the conditioning and doing what she needs to do to be a force on the court. And, of course, Tiffany Hayes has been a nice addition to this team as well. So, again, Stephanie White in her first year as head coach of the Connecticut Sun. Connecticut looking great. They're looking to try to get back to the WNBA championship, looking for an opportunity to try to get back on track. And certainly there, it appears to be that way very early in the season, but they're clicking on all cylinders right now up on the East Coast in Connecticut. And let's stay on the East Coast. And for my last storyline is going to be the New York Liberty. So the New York Liberty struck gold in the offseason, landing Breanna Stewart, Jonquel Jones, also landing Courtney Vandersloot. And, of course, when you have Sabrina Ionescu already in place as the cornerstone or the cornerstone or the franchise player for the Liberty, everything is coming into place. Everything is starting to come into place right now for the Liberty. As this show is currently airing, they have the third best record in the W with a record of 4-2. And I tell you one thing, Breanna Stewart is one of those generational talents. She's someone that can get you points. She's someone that's a solid defender. She can get you rebounds. She can get you assists. Her game is really complete. And not just with Breanna, but also you've got Sabrina Ionescu, who is just a point guard point guard personified and somebody that's going to be a bright future still in store for her. And, of course, with Jonquel Jones, what she brings to the table, Courtney Vandersloot, we know about her point guard capabilities winning a championship with the Chicago Sky. Of course, Bette Nyjah Laney, of course, a former sixth woman of the year in the W. So the New York Liberty, they're finally getting it together. Head coach Sandy Brondello in her second year as the head coach of the Liberty. New York finally getting it together. It was a rough patch for them starting off the year. They lost the first game in the month of May. But after that, the rest of the month of May, they got on a hot streak, started off the month of June, winning a game at Chicago, but then they wound up losing a tough home game against Chicago. But the Liberty, so far so good. Again, those big free agents that they got that I mentioned earlier with Stewart, Vandersloot, also with Jonquel Jones, and then when you add the players that have already been there with Bette Nyjah Laney and, of course, with Sabrina Ionescu, hey, Sandy Brondello is getting it together. Everything is starting to form. Again, it's early in the year, but hey, guess what? The New York Liberty, they're one of the original teams, though, one of the original franchises in the WNBA, and certainly the Liberty are bringing it, and certainly fun time in New York sports with what the Knicks did in the NBA, and hopefully the Liberty look to capitalize on that and do the same in the WNBA. All right, when we come back from the program, we'll recap the week that was in the WNBA. Stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
There said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
The ghost pepper has a reputation. So does a ghost pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's ghost pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
The ghost pepper has a reputation. So does a ghost pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's ghost pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, now it's time to recap the week that was in the WNBA. Let's start with action from Tuesday, May the 30th. We had the Indiana Fever going up against the Connecticut Sun. The final score was Connecticut 81, Indiana 78. And certainly this was a highly contested game, really from start to finish. And if you know about the W, those games can be very intense from time to time. And I mentioned about the Connecticut Sun earlier and how they're having a great start to this 2023 WNBA campaign. One of the ladies responsible for this great start from Connecticut, Tiffany Hayes, I tell you one thing, if you had not had an opportunity to watch Connecticut play so far this year, man, you got to watch Connecticut and you got to watch one of the stars on that team, and that's Tiffany Hayes. And certainly Tiffany is a walking bucket. She's also somebody that can get you not only offense but also is a solid defender as well. And certainly Tiffany, again, is one of those stars on Connecticut, alongside helping out Natisha Heideman, also helping out Alyssa Thomas and DeWanna Bonner and Brianna Jones. Here's Tiffany in action.
Boston sets the screen for Wheeler. Keep an eye on foul trouble for Breonna Jones as well. Swats that ball away to create a deflection. Breonna Jones, first couple of games of the season, has dealt with foul trouble. Hayes drills right by the defense. Team, as Stephanie White called them, hungry. Hayes feeling it. You bet. Hayes gliding. Bodies out. Egbo. Numbers. Hayes.
All right, that audio was courtesy of the WNBA and WNBA League Pass. So Tiffany Hayes had a solid game against the Indiana Fever. She finished with 22 points. Also contributing in the victory for Connecticut, Breonna Jones had a double-double with 19 points and 11 rebounds. Alyssa Thomas had a double-double with 13 points and 17 rebounds. And Natisha Heidemann finished with 11 points. On the losing end for Indiana, Aaliyah Boston, the number one overall pick in this year's WNBA draft, she finished with 20 points. Kelsey Mitchell finished with 19 points. And Melissa Smith, had a double-double with 14 points and 15 rebounds. So, again, the final score was Connecticut 81, Indiana 78. Also, we move along now to action from we had the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Dallas Wings. And, again, it was another competitive game right here, but Dallas would go on to beat Minnesota. Final score 94-89. Natasha Howard, again, I talked about Alyssa Thomas being one of the top defenders in the W, but Natasha Howard, man, not only does she get you points in the paint, but her defense has been one of the best in the WNBA for quite some time. And in this game against the Minnesota Lynx, she scored 25 points. Here's Natasha in action.
Satu, tough shot. Natasha Howard. And Satu comes away with a loose ball. Here comes Arike. Beautiful pass to Howard. Not really disrupted. Howard for three. Arike for the lead. No. Burton, nice touch pass. Howard counted. Howard to the hole. Off the glass. Arike, tough ball away. No. Collier overran the rebound. Satu to Howard.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN3. So also contributing to the victory against the Lynx for the Dallas Wings was forward Satu Sabali. She scored 23 points in the contest. Here's Satu in action.
Arike with five to shoot. They switch, give it up to Satu. Over the rookie Miller, in and out and in again. Rejection by Arike. Arike's first block of the year. Satu leans in. That was Rachel Banham's first field goal of the ball game. Satu Sabali.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN3, Ryan Rucco on the call of that action. So, again, the Dallas Wings beat the Minnesota Lynx 94-89. So, again, for Dallas, Natasha Howard had 25 points. Satu Sabali had a double-double with 23 points and 11 rebounds. And Arike Ogunbowale scored 21 points. And Kalani Brown finished with 12 points. On the losing end for the Lynx, Nafisa Collier finished with 17 points. Also, Jessica Shepherd had a double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds. Tiffany Mitchell finished with 17 points, and Kayla McBride finished with 18 points. Again, the final score was Dallas 94, Minnesota 89. Also in action, we had the New York Liberty going up against the Seattle Storm. The Liberty would go on to beat the Storm out on the West Coast 86-78. This was a very emotional game for Breonna Stewart, spending her first 5 years in the WNBA with the Seattle Storm, winning multiple championships, just doing so much alongside her team, her former teammates, Sue Bird and the Gold Mamba, Jewel Lloyd. Now, Breonna wears a different uniform, being a member of the New York Liberty, and Breonna returned to the Pacific Northwest, where she had a double-double with 25 points and 11 rebounds. Here's Breonna in action.
Stewart will fire and hit from three.
No. Stewart on the offensive glass with the putback. Now Vandersloot. Stewart, the touch, and the finish. Stewart and Seattle taking a while to get into something this possession. Seven to shoot. Stewart, the crossover, the lean. The bank! Puts the
Ionescu off the Vandersloot, the shovel, and Stewart.
All right, that audio was courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN2 and Ryan Rucco on the call of that action. And Breanna Stewart just handled her business in this contest, getting a double-double with 25 points and 11 rebounds. And let's stay with the Liberty for a moment. Also, somebody that handled their business in this contest, Sabrina Ionescu. She scored 20 points. Here's Sabrina in action.
Ionescu connects on a three. Ionescu knocks down the three. Here's Ionescu off the Vandersloot. Five to shoot. Ionescu another three. Russell can't finish. Loop comes away with it for New York. No looks it to Ionescu again. Vandersloot lost it. Got it back from Stewart. Dolson goes cross court. Ionescu, the rainbow three. Stewart draws two, whips it to the corner. Good rotation there from Seattle. Ionescu, a deep one. You bet.
All right, that audio was courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN2. And that was Ryan Rucco again on the call of that action. So Sabrina Ionescu scored 20 points in this contest. Again, Breanna Stewart had a double-double, 25 points and 11 rebounds. Courtney Vandersloot had 11 assists. Stephanie Dolson finished with 10 points. On the losing end for the Seattle Storm, the Gold Mamba, Jewel Lloyd, had 26 points. Ezzie MacBregor had a double-double with 12 points, 14 rebounds. Mercedes Russell, had 10 points. And Sammy Whitcomb finished with 11 points. And again, the final score was the New York Liberty 86, the Seattle Storm 78. And also in action from Tuesday, May the 30th, the Atlanta Dream handled their business beating the Chicago Sky 83-65. For the Dream, Ryan Howard finished with 20 points. Also, Alicia Gray and Haley Jones both had 13 points, and Cheyenne Parker had 10 points. Again, the final score was Atlanta 83, Chicago 65. And let's move along now to action from Thursday, June the 1st. It was only one game on that day, but it was a very good one between the Connecticut Sun and the Minnesota Lynx. Connecticut would win 89-84. I mentioned about Connecticut earlier on in the program, and one of the stars that I mentioned on that roster, Natisha Heidemann. You talk about one of the top shooting guards in the league. Natisha is definitely somebody that's got a lot of range in her game. And again, she finished with 19 points. Here's Natisha in action.
Tiffany Mitchell kicks it out. Juhas trying to get it to McBride. It's stolen away by Connecticut. Here's Thomas. Alyssa Thomas leaves it for Heidemann. Natisha Heidemann off the glass for the first basket of the game. The rebound, she's got an outlet. It's Heidemann. Heidemann was the only player back for Connecticut, and there's another and-one opportunity. Heidemann hits the three-pointer. Oh, Heidemann with a really tough three answers for Connecticut.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Amazon Prime Video. So Natisha Heidemann would score 19 points in the win over Minnesota. And let's stay with this game for a moment. Connecticut, again, getting the victory over Minnesota. And you talk about one of the toughest players in the W. We got to talk about Alyssa Thomas. I mean, Alyssa Thomas is a walking double-double. You want points in the paint? She can get that for you. You want the mid-range game? She can get you that. Rebounding, second chance points, Alyssa will get you that. And she had a double-double with 16 points to go along with 16 assists. Here's Alyssa in action.
Thomas with the left hand. Alyssa Thomas. Heidemann goes behind the back. And there's Alyssa Thomas. Harris gives it up top to Hayes with the shot fake to drive the dish off to Thomas. Heidemann. And now Thomas turns around and hits Alyssa Thomas up to 14 on the shot clock. Thomas hangs and scores. Alyssa Thomas. Here's Heidemann getting into the paint. They do get it to Thomas with the spin move. Up and in. Alyssa Thomas.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Amazon Prime Video. So Alyssa Thomas had a double-double with 16 points and 16 assists, giving the Connecticut Sun an 89-84 victory over the Minnesota Lynx. So again, Natisha Heidemann had 19 points. Alyssa Thomas with a double-double with 16 points and 16 assists. Dawana Bonner had 13 points, and Brianna Jones finished with 12 points. On the losing end for the Lynx, Nafisa Collier had 30 points. Wow. Nafisa handled her business, just fell short in that game. So again, Connecticut 89, Minnesota 84. We move along now to action from Friday, June the 2nd, where we had a competitive game between the New York Liberty going up against the Chicago Sky. I mentioned her name not so long ago. I mentioned her name, actually, in the last crop of games that we mentioned not too long ago, Brianna Stewart. You're talking about somebody that's just hitting their peak, somebody that's always has really, I mean, she's been on the forefront of women's basketball since she's being on the AAU circuit, going through the high school ranks, and, of course, being at UConn, the University of Connecticut. And since she's been in the WNBA, she's really made her mark, and also winning Olympic gold medals as well. And Brianna Stewart was huge in getting the victory over the Chicago Sky, making a last-second basket to give New York the victory. Here's Brianna making that bucket, and also here's the ending of that game.
Here's Vandersloot, who gets it to Stewie, defended by Elizabeth Williams. Brianna Stewart rises off the glass and fires, and New York is on top. 5 seconds to shoot. Williams pulls the trigger off the mark. Mabry chases it down, has to loft it up. Ball game. The Liberty eke it out in Chicago. 77-76, the final.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Ion. So you heard Brianna Stewart giving the Liberty the go-ahead bucket. Chicago had 5 seconds left with an opportunity to try to win the game. They fell short, and the Liberty would go on to beat the Sky 77-76. So Brianna Stewart had a double-double with 19 points and 11 rebounds. Bettnyjah Laney finished with 17 points. Kayla Thornton had 12 points, and then Jacquel Jones finished with 10 points. On the losing end, for the Chicago Sky, Kalia Copper finished with 20 points. Elena Smith had 18 points, and Marina Mabry finished with 15 points. So again, the final score was the New York Liberty 77, the Chicago Sky 76. We move along now to action from Friday, June the 2nd. A very close game. Boy, it was a lot of close games on that particular day. It was between the Dallas Wings and the Washington Mystics. A close one, but the Mystics would win 75-74. You talk about one of the most consistent players, not only in the WNBA, but also just in women's basketball as a whole, Elena Delladon. And if you've followed women's basketball for a minute, you know Elena has had a rough road the last several years, having multiple back surgeries. And then when the whole pandemic situation had happened, she didn't compete in the wobble, in the WNBA bubble. She got was granted a medical exemption because of her having a pre-existing condition with Lyme disease, and then it was a rough road ahead for her, but she's back, she's healthy, and she's in rare form, and she's been in rare form so far this year in the W, and again, she scored 23 points in the victory over the Dallas Wings. Here's Elena in action.
Stopley attacking, finds Brown, lost the handle on the bounce. Atkins with the steal. Cross court, Delladon three. Delladon, it sends a Delladon back the other way. Here's Plow, back to Delladon. Triggers and camps it. Brown, deflected and taken away by Delladon.
All right, again, that audio is courtesy of the WNBA and Ion. So Elena Delladon, very impressive, had a double-double with 23 points and 10 rebounds. Also, Shakira Austin had a double-double with 12 points and 11 rebounds. Ariel Atkins had 16 points, and Natasha Cloud finished with 10 points. So again, the final score was the Washington Mystics 75, the Dallas Wings 74. On the losing end for Dallas, Satu Sabali had a double-double with 18 18 points and 14 rebounds. Arike Ogunbowale finished with 18 points, and Natasha Howard had a double-double with 16 points and 13 rebounds. So once again, the final score was Washington 75, Dallas 74. Also, let's continue with the games from Friday, June the 2nd. We had the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Atlanta Dream. Las Vegas would win a close one, 92-87. You talk about somebody that's definitely at the peak of their powers right now in the W and just in women's basketball as a whole is Asia Wilson, the two-time WNBA League MVP. She scored 21 points in the victory over Atlanta. Here's Asia in action.
Asia Wilson working around Mo Billings. He gets the and one. Nine on the shot clock. Asia Wilson. That's easy money. Asia Wilson. Asia Wilson. Asia Wilson. Same spot, same result. Asia Wilson. Hello.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Ion. So Asia Wilson scored 21 points in the game against Atlanta. Also, Jackie Young scored 20 points. Kelsey Plum finished with 15 points. Candace Parker had 13 points, and Alicia Gray finished with 11 points. On the losing end for the Dream, Cheyenne Parker had a double-double with 25 points and 11 rebounds. Alicia Gray finished with 16 points. Ryan Howard finished with 15 points. And A.D. Durr finished with 13 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 92, Atlanta 87. And then on the last game from Friday, June the 2nd, it was a great one, and it went to overtime with the Los Angeles Sparks beating the Phoenix Mercury. Final score was 99-93. Lexi Brown, man, I got to tell you, if you have not had an opportunity to watch the Sparks play, or better yet, if you have not had an opportunity to watch Lexi Brown play yet, I got to tell you, she's one of those rising stars in the W, somebody that just gets it done. Her shooting is really good, and just somebody that can just get you big shots when necessary. And Lexi showed up and showed out in the overtime victory over the Mercury, scoring 26 points. Here's Lexi in action.
Lexi Brown with another take and finish. Lexi Brown, that's what we know her for. About clock at two. Lexi Brown got 16. Lexi Brown. Lexi Brown around Griner. Lexi Brown getting it inside. Brown. Sparks down by one. No fatigue for Lexi Brown.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Ion. So Lexi Brown came up big in the Vic Phoenix Mercury in overtime, getting 26 points in overtime. And also contributing in the overtime victory over the Mercury for the Sparks. Man, she's been doing it for so long and still being consistent. Nneka Ogwumike, she had a double-double with 21 points and 12 rebounds. Excuse me. Here's Nneka in action.
Nneka Ogwumike has no trouble finding the bottom of the net. Oh, what a beautiful pass as Nneka knows how to finish. Terrific rebound put back by Nneka. Griner in the mismatch. So it's Diana trying to defend Nneka, and that's advantage Nneka all day long.
All right, so again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Ion. So Nneka Ogwumike had a double-double with 21 points and 12 rebounds. Also contributing in the victory was Laysha Clarendon with 11 points. On the losing end for the Phoenix Mercury, Brittany Griner had a double-double with 24 points and 11 rebounds. Sophie Cunningham and the White Mamba, Diana Taurasi, both had 19 points. Also, Alicia Sutton had 12 points, and Michaela Onyanwere finished with 10 points. So again, the final score in overtime, the Los Angeles Sparks 99, the Phoenix Mercury 93. We move along now to action from Saturday, June the 3rd. Again, another close game, but it was a great one between the Minnesota Lynx and the Washington Mystics. Minnesota would win, final score 80-78. Kayla McBride, guard for the Minnesota Lynx, scored 24 points in this contest. Here's Kayla in action.
McBride gets right to the hoop for the lay-in. McBride in the corner. She connects from three on that one. McBride trying to extend it and does. Particular throw. McBride getting to the hoop. Cloud sets her feet, doesn't go. Allen collecting quickly down the floor. McBride sets her feet and connects. Collier tied up. McBride lets it fly and connect up the floor. Allen, now McBride. Has two more. McBride with a lane to the hoop.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and WNBA League Pass. So Kayla McBride had scored 24 points in the game against the Mystics. Also helping out in the victory, Nafisa Collier scoring 17 points, and Jessica Shepherd and Tiffany Mitchell both scored 10 points. On the losing end for the Mystics, Elena Deladon scored 12 points. Shakira Austin had a double-double with 14 points and 10 rebounds. Also, Ariel Atkins had 18 points, and Natasha Cloud scored 14 points. So again, the final score was Minnesota 80, Washington 78. And then we had the Seattle Storm going up against the Los Angeles Sparks. The final score was the Sparks beating the Storm 92-85. Nneka Ogwumike had a double-double. She scored 27 points to go along with 14 rebounds. Again, Nneka, one of the top players, still going strong in the W, been doing her thing for a long time, still continuing to do her thing. Here's Nneka in action.
100 that year, 12-22, is Nneka Ogwumike. Gets her first basket of the night. Chenae catches against Russell. Oh, what a beautiful feed. Back door to Big Fish. The sister-sister connection, Chenae to Nneka. Canada, the nice hesitation. Dumps it off to Ogwumike, who kisses it off the glass.
Nneka hits the turnaround there.
Seven on the shot clock. Nneka has the baseline. Use that drop step in the fall away. Good. The crossover. Oh, Canada. Baseline J by Nneka.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and CBS Sports Network. So again, Nneka handled her business. She scored a double-double with 27 points and 14 rebounds. Also, the sister connection. Yeah. Sister, that's right. Chenae Ogwumike came up big with 15 points. Also, Leisha Clarendon had 16 points, and then Lexi Brown finished with 14 points. On the losing end for Seattle, man, Jewel Lloyd, the gold mamba, I mean, my gosh, man, she put up 37 points in this contest, and then Ezzy Magbegor finished with 14 points. So, again, the final score was Los Angeles 92, Seattle 85. And then we move along now to action from Sunday, June the 4th, in a close game between the Dallas Wings and the Connecticut Sun. Final score was Connecticut 80, Dallas 74. DeWanna Bonner, again, I mentioned about DeWanna earlier on, in the program, definitely still one of the best going strong in the W. We talk about Nneka Ogwumike, someone that has plenty of experience and still doing her thing in the WNBA. And DeWanna Bonner, again, is no exception to that rule as well. She scored 22 points in the victory over Dallas. Here's DeWanna in action.
Zobeli threw a dart. Howard has to recover off the heel. Another outside shot for Dallas. Over the shoulder, Hayes to Bonner. Sun by five. Heidemann zips a corner pass. Bonner three, buries it. Heidemann picks up the dribble. Two-person game here with Bonner. Breezy comes to screen. 7 seconds to shoot. Lob to Bonner on the block. Fall away. Pretty. Let's see what Connecticut drew up. Elbow pass. Bonner wide open for three. Bonner. The kick out to Bonner. Drains a three. Off the iron. Rebound Hayes. Fires ahead. Bonner. Lays it in.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and NBA TV. So DeWanna Bonner scored 22 points and definitely, again, still one of those great veterans, still going strong in the WNBA and certainly giving Connecticut the spark in this early part of the WNBA season. Also, somebody that's been providing the spark for a minute for the Sun is Breonna Jones. She scored 21 points. Here's Breonna in action.
Tish inside, five to shoot. Jones being harassed by Howard. Breonna Jones slips by. Breonna Jones faces
wraps around and scores.
Hayes surveys. Alyssa Thomas, Heideman. 8 on the shot clock for Connecticut. Brianna Jones finds room. Satu's coming. That's a nice looking shot. Brianna Jones, yes.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and NBA TV. So Brianna Jones scored 21 points in the victory over Dallas. Also contributing in the victory, Alyssa Thomas, a double-double with 13 points, 10 rebounds. Tiffany Hayes finished with 17 points. On the losing end for Dallas, Satu Sabally had a double-double with 26 points and 14 rebounds. Natasha Howard finished with 11 points. Veronica Burton finished with 10 points. And Crystal Dangerfield went down with a very serious ankle injury. She finished with 13 points, and she did not finish the game. So, again, the final score was Connecticut 80, Dallas 74. Let's move along now to action with the Chicago Sky going up against the New York Liberty. Chicago would win in a close one, final score 86-82. She was the WNBA Finals MVP just 2 years ago, Sky forward Kalia Copper. She came up big in the clutch against the Liberty, scoring 27 points. Here's Kalia in action.
The foul there is Steph Dolson. Couldn't keep Copper out of the paint, and Chicago is on the board.
Copper finally gets an opportunity. She looked really good on Friday, getting out and being assertive. Hasn't been Williams yet in the paint. Hasn't gotten too many touches.
As Copper knocks it down from the corner. 6 seconds to shoot. Copper takes it herself and knocks it down. Oh, Kalia Copper is on fire. Copper looking to take this game over for Chicago. Lays it up and in. Copper, on the other hand, is knocking the shots down. Kalia Copper. 2 seconds to shoot, and Copper.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and CBS Sports Network. So Kalia Copper came through in the clutch, scoring 27 points. Also helping out in the victory was Marina Mabry with 17 points. Courtney Williams had 12 points, and Elizabeth Williams had 11 points. Also in the loss, Liberty, for the New York Liberty, Brianna Stewart had a double-double with 20 points and 11 rebounds. Courtney Vandersloot had a double-double with 18 points and 10 assists. So, again, the final score was Chicago 86, New York 82. And then we finally had the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Indiana Fever. Again, another close game, but the Aces remain undefeated as they beat Indiana 84-80. The two-time WNBA League MVP, Asia Wilson, double-double with 27 points to go along with 10 rebounds. And here's Asia in action from the victory against Indiana.
Asia Wilson, the reigning MVP, gets Vegas on the board. Missed the mark on Tuesday, and Asia Wilson connects there from the baseline. Wilson fading on Boston, connects. Asia Wilson, Gray on the drive through the double team, handoff Wilson. Wilson got Egbo into the air and the crafty finish. Wilson back on the attack, finds some space underneath. Able to contort her body and lay it in. Wilson, good position. Wilson turns and connects. Battling with Boston. Off balance shot. Tough look. Wilson got it to go. Wilson thought about the three. Will step into an open two and connect. Here's the MVP going at Boston and rolls it in.
All right, that audio is courtesy of the WNBA and CBS Sports Network. So Asia Wilson again with the double-double with 27 points and 10 rebounds. Also, Jackie Young has wound up scoring 19 points, and Chelsea Gray finished with 17 points. In the loss for the Indiana Fever, Kelsey Mitchell finished with 22 points. Erica Wheeler finished with 15 points, and Alyssa Smith finished with 10 points. Again, the final score was Las Vegas 84, Indiana 80. And that was a recap of the week that was in the WNBA. Also, some notes I want to pass along to you before we get into the current standings. So now we have our Player of the Week award winners, starting off with the Eastern Conference. For the week of May 30th, Brianna Stewart. from the New York Liberty. And then for the Western Conference, we have Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. So, again, we say congratulations to our Player of the Week award winners for the week of May the 30th for the Eastern Conference, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And for the Western Conference, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. So, again, congratulations to Brianna and Arike for being the Players of the Week for their respective conferences. All right, let's get right to the standings right now. So let's start off in the Eastern Conference. Currently in first place, the Connecticut Sun with a record of 6-1. The New York Liberty are next with a record of 4-2. The Chicago Sky is next with a record of 4-3. Coming in fourth place are the Washington Mystics with a record of 3-3. The Atlanta Dream is next with a record of 2-3. And in last place is the Indiana Fever with a record of 1-4. We move along now to the Western Conference. Currently, the Las Vegas Aces remain the only undefeated team in the WNBA. They have a record of 6-0. Coming in second place are the Los Angeles Sparks with a record of 3-2. The Dallas Wings are third with a record of 3-3, followed by the Phoenix Mercury in fourth place with a record of 1-3. The Minnesota Lynx are in fifth place with a record of 1-6, and in last place are the Seattle Storm with a record of 0-4, as they remain the only winless team currently in the WNBA. All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to give you a look ahead to the upcoming games in the W, so stay tuned for that. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Get on top of it before they do. Every 24 minutes, tipped furniture or a falling TV sends an injured child to the emergency room. Preventing tip-over incidents is easy, inexpensive, and only takes 5 minutes. Learn how to secure your furniture and TVs to protect children at anchorit.gov.
The Ghost Pepper has a reputation. So does a Ghost Pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's Ghost Pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Leftovers. Or.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba.
The DMV.
Number 97.
Or.
Ch-ch-ch-chumba.
House cleaning.
Or.
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
The ghost pepper has a reputation. So does a ghost pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's ghost pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning. Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The ghost pepper has a reputation. So does a ghost pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's ghost pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, before we get on out of here, let's give you a look ahead to the upcoming games for the week in the WNBA. Let's start off with games on Tuesday, June the 6th. We have the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Connecticut Sun. This will be an intriguing matchup. Could the Aces lose their first game of the season? We shall see, ladies and gentlemen, but that should be a great one. So many great players in this one from Alyssa Thomas, DeWanna Bonner, also Breonna Jones. You got Asia Wilson, Kelsey Plum, Chelsea Gray, Candace Parker. There's just so many great players for both teams. That should be a great one. Followed by the Indiana Fever going up against the Chicago Sky. And also we have the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Seattle Storm. And then on Wednesday, June the 7th, we have the Minnesota Lynx going up against the New York Liberty and the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Dallas Wings. Then on Thursday, June the 8th, they meet up yet again, the Las Vegas Aces versus the Connecticut Sun. Again, so many storylines in this one. Could the Aces be undefeated coming in this game? And Connecticut has another crack at maybe taking away Las Vegas's undefeated streak? Who knows? That should be a good one on Thursday, June the 8th. On Friday, June the 9th, we have the New York Liberty going up against the Atlanta Dream, followed by the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Dallas Wings. The Indiana Fever will square off against the Minnesota Lynx. The Washington Mystics will go up against the Seattle Storm. And then the Chicago Sky will square off against the Los Angeles Sparks. And then on Sunday, June the 11th, the Dallas Wings will go up against the New York Liberty, followed by the Chicago Sky going up against the Las Vegas Aces. The Washington Mystics will square off against the Seattle Storm. The Connecticut Sun will square off against the Atlanta Dream, followed by the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Indiana Fever. And then we have the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Minnesota Lynx. So that's your week coming up for the WNBA. A lot of great games, specifically with the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Connecticut Sun. As I stated earlier, so many storylines could come out of this. Could it be a game where we see the Las Vegas Aces maybe lose their first game of the year? Because remember, they play twice. They play twice this week. So, again, one storyline could be the Aces maybe losing their first game of the year? Or could the Sun, if not knock them out on Tuesday, they get another crack at it on Thursday? Will it happen then? Who knows? And, I mean, Las Vegas has just been on a tear so far in this early part of the WNBA season. The champs, they have not slowed down by any stretch of the imagination. It's been fun. It's been exciting watching them. And also not just fun watching them, but also watching the Connecticut Sun as well. Again, the Aces and the Sun, they played each other in last year's WNBA championship. Two completely different teams where you have one team that's built on depth and speed, and you also have one, you also have another team that's built more for power, more for crashing the board. So definitely these two teams are polar opposites, but certainly these are two teams that could be destined for another showdown in the possibly this year's WNBA championship. But I know the New York Liberty are going to have something to say about that. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, you take care, and have a great one.
Ghost Pepper has a reputation, so does a ghost pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's Ghost Pepper Wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
Leftovers. Or.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba.
The DMV.
Number 97.
Or.
Ch-ch-ch-chumba.
House cleaning.
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Ghost Pepper has a reputation. So does a Ghost Pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's Ghost Pepper Wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply. Ghost Pepper has a reputation, so does a Ghost Pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's Ghost Pepper Wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
Leftovers. Or.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba.
The DMV.
Number 97.
Or.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba.
House cleaning.
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Ghost Pepper has a reputation. So does a Ghost Pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's Ghost Pepper Wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply. The Ghost Pepper has a reputation. So does a ghost pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's Ghost Pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
Leftovers. Or.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba.
The DMV.
Number 97.
Or. Ch-ch-ch-chumba.
House cleaning.
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.